Foxton Readers Level 3 Frankenstein by Mary Shelley Retold by C.S. Woolley Read by David Coggins Copyright Foxton Books 2017 Chapter 1 Dear Sister, It's very cold in the north. There's ice and snow everywhere. It's a very hard trip. We're going to find the North Pole. The ship is full of things to help with the journey. We're leaving very soon. I want to do something important. I want to find something new. I'll write to you soon. Your brother, John Walton. Dear sister, I'm very lonely. The men on the ship are not my friends. I want to talk to someone interesting. The crew aren't interesting. I want to find someone to share my dreams. The ship has set sail. We're on the way to the North Pole. I'll do something great. I'll write again soon. Your brother, John Walton. Dear sister, today was an exciting day. Our boat got stuck. We sailed between two pieces of ice. We couldn't get the boat out. We had to wait for the ice to melt. We saw a giant creature close to the ship. It had a sledge. I didn't know what it was. We found another sledge. A man was on it. One of the sledge dogs was still alive. The others were all dead. The man was very weak. He had no food. I asked him, "Will you come aboard?" "Where are you going?" he asked me. I was surprised. I said, "We're going north." "I'll come aboard," he said. It was very strange. The man has been on the ship for 2 days. The crew is taking good care of him. He's too weak to speak. We have lots of questions to ask him. I've spent a long time with the man. He's clever. I don't feel lonely anymore. He's my friend. I asked him, "What are you doing here? You nearly died. What was the creature?" He said, "I'll tell you the story, but you may not believe it. My name is Victor Frankenstein. My father was called Alphonse. My mother was called Caroline. We had a house in Geneva. My best friend was called Elizabeth Lavenza. I met Elizabeth when I was 5 years old. My mother found her in Italy. My mother went to Italy to see an Italian family. They didn't have any money. They had lots of children. All of them had dark hair. Elizabeth had blonde hair. She was an orphan. My mother asked, 'Who's the blonde child?' 'She's the daughter of a Milanese noble and a German woman. They died. We can't feed her. We have no money,' the family replied. 'I'll adopt her,' said Caroline. 'She can marry Victor one day,' she thought. My mother took Elizabeth home. Elizabeth was very beautiful. I liked her. Elizabeth was my friend for a long time. I had another friend called Henry Clerval. We all played together. I had a little brother called William. A girl called Justine Moritz came to stay with us. I was very happy. I was very safe. I had my parents. I had my brother and my friends. We grew up. I started to look at the natural world. It was very interesting. I wanted to learn more about it. I went to a bookshop. There was a book by Cornelius Agrippa. He was a scholar who had studied the occult sciences and natural philosophy. I read the book. It had a lot of information in it. I wanted to learn more, so I read more books. I started to study alchemy. Alchemy was not very popular anymore. I read books by Cornelius Agrippa, Paracelsus, and Albertus Magnus. They were all alchemists. I used to sit at a window and watch storms. The rain hit the window. I watched lightning come down from the sky. One day, lightning hit a tree. The tree set on fire. It was very close to my house. Nature is full of interesting things. I was very excited by the lightning. It was so powerful. I met a modern natural philosopher. He told me about electricity. It was very interesting. It was better than alchemy. Alchemy was worthless. I wanted to know more about science when I was 17. I went to university at Ingolstadt. Elizabeth stayed at home in Geneva. She was sick. She had scarlet fever. Mother was looking after her. Mother caught scarlet fever too. She was very sick. I came home to see her. "Please, Victor, you must marry Elizabeth. Please, Elizabeth, you must marry Victor," she said. She died. I was very upset. I didn't want to get married. I wanted to go to university and learn. I went to university. I found somewhere to live. There was a professor of natural philosophy at the university. His name was M. Krempe. I invited him to come and meet me. Krempe came to see me at my house. I told him, "I have studied alchemy." Krempe said, "You have wasted your time. Alchemy is wrong." I was very angry. I didn't want to study natural philosophy anymore. There were many lectures at university. I wanted to attend a chemistry lecture. Professor Waldman taught chemistry. It was very interesting. I liked chemistry more than natural philosophy. After I met Professor Waldman, I thought, I will study chemistry. I didn't want to do anything else. I spent all my time studying. I didn't make any friends at university. I had more important things to do. I ignored my father and Elizabeth. They were far away and chemistry was more important. I learned a lot. Professor Waldman said, "You're doing very well." I wanted to learn more about life and how to create life. I studied the human body. It was called the study of anatomy. I studied death. I learned what happens to a body when it is dead. It took a long time. I learned everything from the professors. "We can't teach you anything else," they said. My house was full of research. I had found the secret of life. It was just an idea. I had to test it. "I'll make a creature. It'll be a new race. They'll be wonderful beings," I thought. I made a plan. I worked very hard. It took all my time. I didn't go and study anymore. I didn't care about my family or friends. I had to finish my creature. My father said, "Victor, what are you doing? You are possessed. You look so pale. Why are you doing this to yourself?"